It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the blog guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
You know, Tom doesn't just smooth it all over for us. He points us in very specific directions, and those are the directions that he thinks the market is moving in and that you can profit from, because Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it is ETFTrends.com. It is at ETF Trends on Twitter. And Tom joins us today from New York, where he's traveling. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower was built on a simple and compelling idea. Do what's best for investors 100% of the time. If that sounds good to you, learn more at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
The Market Vectors Egypt Index ETF, ticker symbol EGPT.
The Market Vectors Egypt Fund. Okay, I need to know, and again, that ticker symbol EGPT, why exactly are we walking like Egyptians right about now?
Chuck, you know, we've talked emerging markets before. But here's a situation where you can carve out a specific country. Now, a lot has been happening in Egypt in the last couple of years. Last year, as many know, the popular uprising that paved the way for the full revolution that eventually overthrew President Hosni Mubarak's reign. So following that, we saw a 50% plunge in the Egyptian markets. So a lot of unruliness over there, a lot of undecidedness in the markets, but the underlying index that this is ETF is made up of is very well diversified with some excellent, excellent companies. And since that time, we've seen a great rebound. Egypt's index, this index, the MSCI Egypt index, has actually bounced back 48% year to date. So the country's back on track. It is not affected a lot by what's going on in Europe. A lot of the underlying holdings are made up of financial services companies based in Egypt, telecom companies based in Egypt, and they also are a country which have a lot of basic materials. So to a great degree, it's an individual play in emerging markets, and the idea here is hold it 3 to 5 years, and I think we're going to see Egypt continue to grow and develop.
Now, Tom, we are talking about you and your ability to recognize trends, so we don't necessarily ever expect you to say, yeah, this happened on the bottom, or here's the turning point. But somebody might have heard you just talk about the market in Egypt is up 48% and say, I want to jump on after a rally that strong?
Well, here's the thing, and this is the unique situation to Egypt. A lot of that rebound, Chuck, is what happened after Mubarak being overthrown. And there was big uncertainty in the markets at that time. But really, what's gone on is there's been a lot of capitalism, a lot of progression in the developed market where it is. There's money that's coming into the country, and there's a lot of stability and confidence that's returned, much better than it was when Mubarak was the president at the time.
My guest here on Money Life, Tom Lydon, we are talking about the ETF of the week. It is the Market Vectors Egypt Index Fund, ticker symbol EGPT. Tom, there's another side here. I mean, I've long joked that, you know, when you get into certain areas where the ETF business can go, what they like to say, granular, that you get into a spot that's a bit tricky. I mean, that nobody really needs the next Bulgaria fund. And oh, by the way, there is one. And of course, maybe that was my way of making fun of Bulgaria, and I should have said I want my mummy and been talking about Egypt. Do we?
Right.
I mean,
I think your point, Chuck, is do you have to get that granular?
There you go.
And my answer is you have the opportunity with ETFs to get very specific. But the idea here is you're actually owning a basket of stocks that represents an index. And when you look at this basket, even in Egypt, it's got large cap, mid cap, small cap stocks, and it's got stocks that represent so many different sectors. Basic materials, real estate, energy, industrials, and as I mentioned, telecom and financial services. So you're not just buying one individual stock. It is diversified, albeit in a specific country. So if for some reason there was, let's just say, another uprising, surely there's risk. And there's more risk. Currency reserves are low. Bond interest rates in Egypt are pretty high right now. And the economy is relatively flat. So my point is, hey, we've seen an overflow, but we've seen stability come back to the government and the economy, and I think we're going to see much better chance in the next 3 to 5 years of more stability and more development.
What about the amount of a portfolio that should be invested in something like this? I mean, very quickly, because it is so tight and it is so granular, how
right.
big
so
the position?
I think many people, for their allocation in emerging markets, could actually carve out 15% to 20% of their allocation into Egypt. I feel that strongly about this country, but also the fact that it is well diversified in multiple sectors that are actually doing well, where there's some emerging countries right now, as you and I have talked about, that aren't doing as well.
Let's make sure everybody heard that. It wasn't 15 to 20% of the portfolio. It was 15 to 20% of your emerging markets asset allocation. So if
that's
that gets
correct.
20% of your portfolio, then it's 15 to 20% of that 20%. It's the Market Vectors Egypt ETF, ticker symbol EGPT, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon from ETF Trends. Of course, if you want more information, at ETF Trends on Twitter, at Tom Lydon on Twitter, and ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us, and safe travels.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
There is a lot more of Money Life to lead. It starts with the big interview. That is next.